are you tuning into Piñata Hour with your host Lee and Frank LaFall doing sounds every Wednesday from 7 to 9 here on SkidRowStudios.com. Music, news, and everything that got to do with LA. So go ahead and tune in on SkidRowStudios.com every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Piñata Hour.
Check. This is Lee here with Piñata Hour, and we got Frank here in the house.
Check, check.
How you doing, sir?
I'm cold.
Did you hear that when I opened the can?
Yeah, man.
All right.
What is that, a Coke?
No, it's a Tecate.
What kind of beer is that?
It's a Tecate.
What the fuck? It's not a... Oh, I don't drink that. Only Mexicans drink that.
I'm not even Mexican.
Oh, you're not?
No. But I feel Mexican.
Oh, yeah.
I like tortillas.
Yo también me gustan las tortillas.
But the South American tortillas.
Though. Really? What's the difference?
Color, shape.
What?
Everything.
Shape? Shape? Yeah. Square?
Yeah, they make them with tomatoes and eggs. And eggs. It's like a hamlet. You guys call it here omelet? Omelets, yeah. Yeah, we call those over there...
Huevos rancheros.
Anyways, hey, listen, you know what? I got these three beautiful people here sitting with us in our big table. This table looks like the show Charlie Rose. You seen that show? The big ass table and there's only two people in it. You can play poker in it. Anyways, I have Y Murderer here in the house.
Hello.
You guys made it. We have another band, but I guess they're gonna go in the second hour, and that will be Inca Abraham.
All right.
Yeah. So, cool. So we got Y Murder here. They just came in and they brought me a little present here. And what do we got here? This is a seven inch. Nice.
45.
So what do we have here right now? With my left here, you are?
I'm Marianne.
Marianne. What do you play, Marianne?
I sing.
Okay. Microphone. Is that what it says?
Microphone.
Yes.
Microphone.
Check. And then you?
Ruben.
Ruben.
I play the guitar.
Nice. And what else you playing with right there?
Oh.
Cough syrup.
Coco.
And who else do we have? Who do you have to your left right there?
I'm Hannah. I sing also with Marianne.
Thank you, Hannah, for answering my emails.
Of course. Thank you for emailing us.
Oh. She's very thorough, that one.
Yeah. I mean,
the band mom.
The boss lady.
Mm. It's the what?
Boss lady.
The boss lady, huh?
Band mom.
Yeah, there's got to be one of them, you know, in the band. Right. Otherwise,
it's not me.
Forget me.
Where's that
name.
Porno at?
We had to bring some.
It's
friends.
Not a porno. It's smooth.
Oh, what did you guys get? Did you guys out from here or?
Yeah, we went and got beverages down the street. And
nice.
Got a copy of Smooth.
Smooth.
I always feel more comfortable in the presence of naked ladies.
It's an annual Smooth Girl 100.
Me too.
What can I say? I don't know. Can't be the only one.
Brazilian.
So Y Murder? What's up with Y Murder? What are you guys are up to right now? What do you guys are? You just released this? How long ago?
Yeah, we just released the 7th.
Did you throw a big party for it? Or?
We had two parties. We played at Origami in LA and we played at Burger in Orange County.
Burger, yeah, I'm going to have Sean come here next week here. Too.
Oh, nice.
We're going to talk about records and bands and stuff.
What does
like
he know
that.
About records?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about with the phone. And he's like a really deep, cool guy.
Yeah, we love Burger.
It was so nice of them to have us.
Yeah.
Fun night. We wrecked the place that lay all over the records, sprawl ourselves out.
So you guys played in the store too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah. Is it a big place? Because I haven't been there, though.
It's a little bigger than this room.
It's pretty small, but...
Yeah. We're used to rolling around and, well, we're just sort of doing whatever and we sing. So I noticed a couple times I'd, like, find myself disappearing under a crate of records. Like, open my eyes, like, where am I? I'm under a couch. But...
Nice.
Fun.
So you guys were saying you guys are from... you're from L.A., but the rest of the crew lives in the South Bay, right?
Yeah, Long Beach.
Long Beach and San Pedro. Buena Park.
San Pedro.
BP. My heart's in Long Beach, but sometimes I sleep in Buena Park.
My heart's in Buena Park. Make them stop.
Oh, my cats in Buena
Vista. Nothing I can do. Oh,
God.
You play with them. You play with them. I know.
She did.
I didn't even want to show up with them. That's fair. I didn't even want to show up with me. What are you guys met?
Like, how did this happen? Like, who came up with the name of White Martyr?
Oh, Brian Waters. Brian
really?
Motherfucking Waters.
What? Yep. I thought it was
you. Because I said Muerta Blanca, and he said, nah, none of that Spanish shit. Make it White Martyr. And I was like, all right. And if you guys know,
you know what? I have noticed a lot of bands lately. They have that Spanish name. But,
yeah, like I don't look Spanish. I shouldn't have. No. That,
who am I fooling?
No. So you guys know Brian Waters from the Flash Express. Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Is that band still around? Somewhere.
I think they're playing in.
Talking about bands,
March?
You sent me the list, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait to play the list. It's so awesome. Talking about bands, like what was? Okay, I get it. You know?
We put some Lil Wayne and, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you put Wagner in there?
No, Mahler.
Bow, wow, wow. Yeah, we're going to get to that list later on. But so I got White Martyr here at Piñata Tower. I want to thank you guys for coming down. That's pretty cool you guys show up. Also, I like your music. I like what you guys are doing too. So that's why I want to bring him here and talk about it.
Thank you.
What are your goals and how far you guys want to go with this, you know?
Very far.
So while we get a little bit accommodated here, Frank LaPaul is going to play some mixes here. And we come back. Okay?
Cool.
All right. Cool. This is Lee Piñata Tower.
Destroy you.
we're back here. Everybody drunk?
No, not yet.
No, not yet.
Yeah.
This is Piñata Hour. This is your host with Frank LaPone Mixes, and we got White Murder in the house.
Muerte Blanca.
I wanted to be Blanca
Tatanka. That's a good one.
I dyed my hair red.
And also I got friends here. I got Fernando in the house. I got Henry here in the house. And also I have I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Victoria.
We got Victoria.
Victoria.
We love them.
If any of you guys wanna sit here if you like,
We got the extra mic.
We got the ball. I got the extra mic here if you wanna shine.
You got the pelotas.
We got peg leg love in the house.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, that's right. We got a little peg leg love
that's
here.
That's right.
So can you give us a resume on the magazine that you have read?
Oh, it's
can you give us a little
annual Smooth Girl 100 issue. Right now I'm looking at number 71.
Hmm. What's her name?
L.A. Brown is her name.
L.A. Brown.
L.A. Brown. That's a good name, huh? Should we change our name to L.A. Brown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Her quote is...
L.A. Brown.
Usually it's the curves that grab everyone's attention, but if you look into my eyes, you will see so much more.
Yeah, right.
Look at her eyes, though. Look at her eyes.
I don't see any eyes. Let me see those eyes.
What eyes? You can see her eyes, but you can see that.
I don't see any eyes.
She's got health insurance and a dental plan.
She's got a direct deposit. She's together.
You can do that girl
days
for days.
Damn.
You should read the quote from the girl that cries.
What about Budo Plan?
Where was she?
You can use this here.
Oh. I lost her.
Espresso.
Watching that.
Anna, you want to make your own quote? 25.
No.
Boots, number 75. Boots with a Z. Boots with a Z.
Like Z's.
That's like, okay, her quote is, I'm a Scorpio. Everybody knows that Scorpios are freaky. But I'm the type of person who's only freaky with my man. How do you feel about that, Mary?
Hands off, boys.
Scorpios.
She's taken.
Scorpios.
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies. Whoa, look at that. Oh, she's God. On a cannon.
She's on a crotch rocket.
Whoa.
Crotch rocket.
Pocket rocket.
Making squeezing motions over here.
I'm not sure if you're squeezing boobies.
That's a crab. He's a cancer.
Yeah,
me too, eh?
Wait, what's your birthday?
Holy shit.
Huh?
Are you a cancer?
7-11.
There's three cancers in White Murder. And yeah, no, White Murder's got three cancers.
We got That's all our the problems.
My birthday is Circle K.
Circle K.
We can barely get out of bed in the morning. We just
like
cry.
Yeah, your next gig you have, you can make a flyer out of a Circle K.
I just cry.
We're going to go, where?
I just stay in bed. I don't want to get out of bed.
I like that.
Yeah.
Jolina Bonita, number 23. Looks are important, but you have to have a fun
personality. Hey, this is a
Bootylicious
magazine?
Apparently.
Soft porn?
Softcore? You know that.
Try your best to describe one of the women you see in the magazine.
Oh,
so
man.
People over the radio.
All I see is buttocks.
Bronze. Bronze.
I like the girl named very Bubbles.
Oh, yeah, Bubbles.
I found that to be very descriptive. Bubbles. Very
hey, Bubbles.
She's brown and her name's Bubbles.
Yeah,
she's on a boat.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Michael Jackson's chimp's name?
Smells like
Bubbles,
huh?
Right?
Oh,
Michael Jackson's chimp?
Yeah.
Bubbles.
Hey, Bubbles.
That
hey,
chimp
Bubbles.
Had ass.
How you doing, Bubbles?
That chimp had ass.
Hey, hi, can I talk to Bubbles? She's not here. She burst. Oh, shit.
Oh, Bubbles.
Somebody
they
were cheap
subject.
Implants, I guess.
Yeah.
It's always my subject. No,
this is a respectable good. Magazine, though. They do reviews on books and shit.
There's a lot of advertising on there, too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. Help.
Everywhere.
Crazy. Help. Okay, so let's talk about a little bit about your band.
Okay.
Enough of asses.
Well, you know, that's a different...
Which, I don't know. Should we talk about the band or... Yeah, let's talk about the band. So how you guys came together? Like, I know a lot of bands, you know, they know each other since they were high school, but you guys came from different states. Also, you were telling me about
Ohio
and
California. me and Paul and Mike were getting this band together, and we wanted Ruben, and then Ruben brought Mary along.
Sure did.
Just brought her along.
We had a band meeting at the Pike. We got fucking wasted.
I think I was naked, and he got the text.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm fucking coming.
They're like,
hey,
we're having a band meeting across the street.
Literally. Ruben lived across the street from the Pike in Long Beach.
So,
and that actually happened.
What's the Pike exactly in Long Beach? Is it on
Fourth?
It's a bar. They serve fish and chips.
What? Really?
Yeah.
They serve other things.
So we had a lot of Bloody Marys. A lot of Bloody Marys.
Shit tons of Bloody Marys.
Yeah, a lot of those. And then
I
can just picture that.
I was blacked out by the time the meeting
she
was over.
Oh, see, this is where the band. This is how the band started. Hannah was blacked out. Now we're getting to the roots.
Yeah.
That's the only way to sign a contract.
Right?
Where's the pen? Give me the pen.
Yeah.
I know.
That's how bands became successful, too. And they go, oh, yeah, whatever.
Blacked
out.
But if Mary hadn't been naked in Ruben's bedroom, like, we wouldn't have, this shit wouldn't have gone off.
That's the truth.
Can we cuss on this, by the way?
No.
Sorry, you too late.
Watch your mouth.
Don't worry about it. We have a big checkbook.
Fuck yeah.
No FCC here. Good. This is podcast, this is internet. So.
Skid Row.
Nobody's going to live this way. Nobody. Actually, we have here in Skid Row Studio a show about Skid Row every Monday.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's about talk about, you know, the community.
Really?
Healthcare?
You should check it out. Yeah, take a look. Go to skidrow.com. Skidrowstudios.com, and then you can see the shows, and then you can look at that one. It's every Monday, right? Every Monday, yeah.
Girl I know works at all the a lot of the homeless shelters downtown.
Yeah.
And during Occupy LA, they started sending all the men that didn't pass like the urine tests and the drug tests to the Occupy camps because they would get healthcare there.
Really? Hmm. Pretty what do you guys think of this Occupy, this movement everywhere, all over the world?
It's a movement.
Yeah.
You guys don't care about it?
Thumbs up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. No, absolutely. 100% support it.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
You guys are part of the, 99%? Or 98? Or 98%?
No. Yeah.
There's a 98. I just found out there's a 98% out
there. There's a 98%?
Is there a 98 now? Jesus. Yeah.
But Hispanics, though. 98% Hispanics. And 1% is like whites and everybody.
I think I'm 58% Mexican.
I'm like 10%. Maybe. What about you? What about you, Fernie?
I have no fucking idea.
No idea.
No.
30-40. Henry is like 30-40. Very confident.
I'm Armenian.
No. Only in Los Feliz.
What was that? Ooh.
I almost said, what the fuck? Like, oh no, not Armenian. Jeez.
Oh, Glendale.
Glendalean, they call it.
Calabasas too. All that, all the A1A. So we got White Martin in the house. We're gonna play some of your tracks. Let me see if I can get this right here. It's the same title of this one here. It says Harold's. It's a really cool place to play. It's
Harold's
a nice
place.
Little
shout
bar
out
in San
to
Pedro.
Your town,
San Pedro.
San Pedro.
It's right on Pacific. Nobody bothers you there.
Did you grow up there?
No. But I grew up in Lima, Peru.
And then when did you move to Peru?
I came here when I was 15.
So you went to high school?
Yeah, I went to San Pedro High there.
Oh, wow.
And there were no fences now. They got metal detectors fences.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit. Beirut.
Now they got uniforms, right? Do you use uniforms?
Yeah. No. Paul Gonzalez, where are you at
right now?
Paul Gonzalez.
Gonzalez.
Well, we're gonna hear this for a little bit. Let's hear this song and we talk about it. How's that?
Just so hard, just so
Why Murder?
Why Murder?
What was the name of that song?
Harold's Place.
Harold's Place, San Pedro.
Why Murder?
Hey, is Secret Grants still there? I know.
I don't know. You know, I used to go there a lot.
Yeah.
I used to go there a lot too. I have no idea. I know they moved.
I don't know if they still have shows.
I don't think they. I don't know, man.
That it's one of those places where I saw a lot of bands there.
Yeah, that's kind of magical for me.
Yeah.
I never caught any bands there.
I think that was before my time.
Yeah.
When was I born yesterday.
I know. When were you born? Yeah, Sacred Grounds is a little place right there in, I think, 6th or 7th Street.
Six.
Right?
I want to say 6th.
In the center.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a coffee shop where all kinds of bands went through there. Really well-known bands, too.
Before my time.
You used to go to Harold's Place to see shows?
I used to go there. I used to go to Sacred Grounds. I used to go to Long Beach Cooks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Cook's Cafe.
I remember Cook's used to go there when I was in Santa Ana.
Yeah, I went to Santa Ana.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they moved to Long Beach.
Yeah, I went there a little bit.
And then Raging Dancing Waters, and then became a Mexican right on 13th Street and Pacific.
Oh, damn, I don't know.
What was it called?
Now it's called La Zona Rosa.
Hmm. Huh.
Oh, so that's 13. No, there's like three of them, you know.
Oh, okay.
There's one right here in Cesar Chavez and off Mission at the freeway. I'm losing my voice. I'm going to put this away.
What do you think of the record, the song?
Don't ask me that.
I give it a 7.3.
7.3.
Thanks,
Pitchfork. 7.3.
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Can you review Pitchfork for me? Pitchfork. What can I think about Pitchfork? Copy paste. So, yeah, White Murder.
Yeah.
Who are you?
We are whatever you want us to be.
What does that mean?
Sometimes. It means whatever you want.
You know,
us to
I
be.
Just realized that there's supposed to be another band. And I have no seen no signs of them.
Oh, we're doing 2 hours then.
All right.
We're doing 2 hours.
There's the maracas. Lucky you guys.
Oh, weird. Maybe downstairs knocking on the door.
Can we get tacos delivered?
Oh, yeah, tacos.
We don't have a taco.
We should have a taco dude just like
tamales.
Or a tamale guy or the elote guy.
So you guys are making me hungry again.
Mm-hmm.
What else is
job.
There? The churro guy?
Churro.
Stop.
What else?
We have, you know what we have downstairs? We have a dispensary though.
Yeah?
Really?
I don't partake.
Yeah.
Such a shame.
Can we get that delivered too?
I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
Just won a couple floors.
I went and visited him. The guy said he would be happy to bring shit up here. So, yeah.
I'll be happy too.
Nope. Anyway, tacos.
Yeah, I guess the band's
tacos. Membership.
We should sell our single with the elote guy.
The elote
like,
guy.
Stand.
Yeah.
Little tacos.
Or the hot dog lady, the bacon wrap hot dog lady.
Can we wrap our 7-inch bacon?
Yeah, wrap our 7-inch bacon.
Like
7-inch
nickel bag.
Yeah. Followed by explosive diarrhea.
Grab your nickel bag and bacon.
Yeah.
That was our first show we played. Was at Harold's Place. The first show we played.
Yeah.
And it
was. That was when we were Muerta Blanca. It was.
Yeah.
It was.
And it was an interesting night.
I was blacked out before we even started.
Always.
That's true. People in the audience are showing us pictures of our tampon strings hanging out.
We both had tampons.
We couldn't tell which person it was coming from because it got a little WrestleMania.
Got a little.
And
roller derby without the roller skate.
That's what it was. Ooh. It was a beer slip and slide.
But it was just a precursor to our actual debut show, which was at the Echo with Dante versus Zombies.
No, Harold's Place was our first show.
It was.
Hannah's trying to sweep it under the rug.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you guys play with Ray Henry, Peliglove? With Dante versus Zombies?
No.
Love them.
Yeah. I know more than him. It's like, yeah, I don't know, maybe.
Harold's Place, we kind of cut our teeth at Harold's Place. We sure did.
And
cut a lot of things.
Yeah, you cut your.
What other bands you guys play with down there in South Bay? You guys play more in the South Bay?
Los Cometas.
Cochinas.
Cochinas
are not from LA, right?
Drugs, which
Pedro.
Are both.
Yeah, they're from Pedro, yeah.
The Gospels.
Yeah, I've been watching and discovering a couple bands from the South Bay, too. A lot of them.
Yeah. We have a split coming out with the Gospels in early 2012, and they have a rad video out right now on the Facebook.
The Gospels?
Oh, we have a video, too.
We have a video. We have a DIY video on VHS.
Pull it out.
VHS?
VHS.
Wow.
VHS.
Yeah. Beta.
That's
right.
Laserdisc.
That'd be cool.
We're going to bring back the laserdisc.
It's on a reel.
6 millimeter.
Have you got a projector?
Okay, so we're going to play another song here of you guys. This one's called The Tell All.
Yes.
This goes out to Ohio.
The B-side.
And it's 2 minutes and 32 seconds.
Two A-sides.
'Cause in the house.
We do. We eat them for lunch.
Yeah, we got haters
too.
Mustard. I eat pieces of shit for breakfast.
It turns me on.
Really. So yeah, we're looking at their one of their videos here, White Murder, The Tell All. And who's that guy right there smiling?
That was Jeff.
Jeff Ehrenberg, who recorded us.
And for Sony. He's in Dante vs. Zombies.
He plays drums for Dante vs. Zombies. He also played in Starlight Desperation.
Oh, the Starlight Desperation? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the band.
Yeah.
About him.
Me too.
He's our engineer du jour.
Nice. So what are you guys doing? There, look at you.
Hey.
Yeah, like, I got my headphones on, like, and there's Hana on the floor always.
Well, everybody looks sexy here.
Hana on the floor.
is that who's this here?
That's Paul.
That's Paul.
With long hair?
Yeah.
He's the long hair in
always
the band.
Long
he's
hair.
Got the longest hair in the band.
Always.
Everybody look happy, yumping around. That's nice.
Radio.
That's a cool video.
Watching a video.
That was all DIY. We have a rad video coming out for the A-side that our friend Jimmy Fusel made. He did some stuff for like the Meishi and...
The Meishi.
Some other bands.
I remember them.
And it features some kids from Some Days, the band from Long Beach. And that'll be out in like a month or so.
Mm. Cool.
I'm Ellie.
800-893-9562, call in.
Yeah.
Mike D'Amico, call
Mike
us.
D'Amico. If you want to lose weight, call 1-800. 893-9562.
What do the first two callers get?
They get an issue of Smooth.
Smooth magazine.
That is what we've been talking about.
Dolicia Bryan's on the cover.
Damn that ass.
With the bronze.
God damn.
So I'm going to put that ass on a headlock. Just pinch it.
There's a holiday gift guide too. I gotta see the holiday gift guide.
It's really soft.
I want to pinch
it. Smooth recommend for the holidays.
Pinch it. Gnaw on it.
Where are those tacos?
Like a taco.
Her ass, you think it smells good?
Hell yeah. It does. You know.
I'm sure.
I don't know how her ass smells.
I can't even talk. I'm so excited. Strippers are sticky. Amazing. Strippers, no. Yeah, they smell
strippers are
like
sticky the best and they smell like donuts.
Day of my life I'm sure she. My first stripper day. And she smelled so good and she was so soft.
I just want
amazing.
Tacos. Quit talking about strippers.
I'm sure she bleaches her bunghole. So.
Yeah, anal bleaching.
Yeah.
So attractive.
A bandmate I used to have talked about anal bleaching a lot.
Newt Gingrich bleaches his asshole too. Does he?
Really?
I don't mind.
Anything you can do to make it more attractive.
I'll try it. Why not?
I won't.
Okay, so
you can try it and let us know how it goes.
I'm not opposed to anything.
Next show.
If you find it,
I'm gonna bleach my ass.
All right. You gotta do it. We're gonna do this shit live here. We gotta do it here.
There's a kit.
Yeah.
There's a kit?
A DIY kit?
A DIY kit?
An old bandmate of mine used to talk about it.
Wow. That's crazy. Awesome.
Oh, shit. You don't have to say who that is.
I didn't want
to
go there.
Shit. That's a good
idea. Yeah, exactly. Isn't it just going to get dirty again?
Oh, we got the guys from Inca Abraham just here. They just walked in. Sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah,
they made it in. They made it in.
We
nice.
They made it in. We have to shut up finally about bleaching asshole.
Anal bleaching.
You guys want holiday gift guide ideas? You want some gift ideas?
No, you know what smooth, I got here? I have a list that you guys, that you sent me.
Our favorite bands?
Oh, yeah, some of the bands here. So we're going to play Dante versus Zombies here. We're going to play this song called... The Bible Belt.
It's one, Fuck
yeah,
it's
yes.
one of my favorites.
Yeah, nice. Me too. I looked at it and said,
love the Bible.
Fuck the Bible. I like belts.
Yeah, this is Dante versus Zombies. Yeah, Piñata Hour. Song. I like it.
Love
I've been
it.
Listening to it.
Love them.
Okay, we got another band here that you guys like, I guess. Crash Punk is Dead. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Podcast that is just another.
Occupy Pinata Hour.
Occupy Pinata Hour. Occupy my bathroom.
And this one is Bikini Kill. Suck my left one.
Yeah, my right one.
Suck my left one!
Seven inches of shit talking, by the way.
It looks like you guys are getting a caller.
Oh, all right.
All right. Yeah, put it through. Who's this?
With this?
Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, caller. Here, you're Pinata Hour. What's up? What's going on?
This is the most beautiful show I've ever heard in my life.
What?
This, this is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. Pretty terrible, let me tell you.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Where'd you go?
Your connection's fucking terrible, shitbag.
What that name is, the band?
Mamon.
Are you using Metro PCS phone?
Mamon.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
From the water.
Are you
when
calling Metro from Kabul? Are you calling from Kabul, Pakistan?
I'm calling from India.
Move your satellite a little to the left.
Are you trying to sell us something, sir?
He is. He's selling stuff right now.
Would you like to buy a book?
No, Facebook is for free.
Turn off your radio.
By the way, this show is like so long. It's like really long, but I just want to tell you that you guys are doing a great job.
I thought it sounded like shit.
Yeah,
I'm a flip flopper.
I'm working hard to for this show to sound like shit.
You change your
and
mind.
People's telling me that it sounds like good. No, I was like,
well, you need to make it look good.
All right, caller. Caller, you want to give a shout out to anybody out there?
Yes, I like. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Hi, bless you.
I'd like to give a shout out to Bill Cosby. For inspiring everybody.
Just you.
Mostly just you. That's true. Your sweater. Your sweater choices.
There's always room for Jello.
Jello Putin.
Remember. Have a nice day, my friend.
Well, you too, my friend.
Night.
And I hope I see you on the other side.
Hallelujah.
I see you in the next
Where
world.
Where is that accent even from?
Bye. Hallelujah.
I know.
It's gonna be from LA.
Have a good evening, my
friend. From LA.
We love you, Paul Gonzalez. Paul Gonzalez.
Okay, so it looks like YouTube let us down.
It let us down.
Always.
That's okay.
Jeremy was right. Once again.
Always listening, Jeremy, man.
Big chain.
He still wants that porno mag that we've got.
It's not a porno mag.
Yeah, where's it at? It's lonely.
Smooth.
I don't
know what's
going on. You get blue balls watching that thing. All
right. Brown.
Mine's are
brown balls.
I'm getting all
I get bronze.
I got the Red Bulls kicking in over here.
Did you finish? Did you finish that or?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the science done. Completed.
Do you have any more, Henry, or you're done?
Damn. Where's that delivery? Yeah, the dispensary, the tacos, and beer.
Yeah.
Animal noises.
Yeah, we're going to call, I don't know.
We'll see.
I'm done.
Are you guys all coming to our show on December 15th? You guys?
Yes.
We'll pick you
where
up.
Where is that, Ruben? Where is that?
Yeah, you gotta let us know where it is.
The Detroit Bar in Costa Mesa, California.
Costa Mesa.
Ooh, that's
so
far.
Don't
ooh, that's like 6 gallons
Orange
for me.
County.
Watch, I can catch a ride with
it.
Me. I gotta drive down there for
watch
the
your
way.
Tone.
Right. Anyone wants to carpool, hit me up.
Yeah. It's
Lytra? Carpool.
But I will invite you guys and definitely for one of my shows. You know, I throw little gigs in there. Yeah. So.
Hey, you got another caller.
We got
another
one.
Caller.
Another caller for Pakistan.
It's Bill Cosby.
Does he have a sweater?
Who's this? Jose Mencia?
Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hola.
My name is Leon. How's it going, guys?
Yeah. What up, Leon? You know these ladies here? They're laughing right now.
First time,
long time. First time, long time.
Yeah, I was cruising by, and for some reason I was at the Best Buy, and for some reason they had your podcast there.
What the hell?
This shit smells really bad. Go ahead, Colin.
What are the odds in South Central your show is being played in the Best Buy?
Hey, you know what? That wouldn't be a bad idea. Go to the shops, you know, and set up your podcast there. Just
sell our single there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was there to buy some Maxwell tapes, and they didn't have any.
Maxwell.
They didn't have those things.
90 minutes or 60 minutes?
Yeah.
60 minutes.
I had to buy some DK, which I don't like.
You know, White Mortar just released a vinyl, a 7-inch vinyl.
It's coming out on Maxwell.
I just want to comment White Mortar on their name. See, me being a strong black man.
You like that name?
Go on, brother. Preach on.
What
yeah.
I mean? So,
McCain.
Anyways, like I said before.
Is that like Martin Luther King?
He's from the South. He's probably from the South. Sound like you're from the South, sir. Where you calling from, sir? No, he said he's calling from Best Buy.
From Best Buy.
Remember?
South
he's
Central.
In Best Buy buying
in Mississippi.
Max
Best Buy in Mississippi.
There's nothing wrong with Best Buy. You go to Fry's.
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 You know what? I like. Every time I go to Fry's, I get lost.
That place is huge.
Yeah.
I want some chicken.
Yeah. Let's be racially sensitive now. We are calling Skid Row.
He's colored. It's okay.
Yeah. This is Skid Row Studio.
But I want to tell you that you're doing a great, great job at keeping us entertained.
Thank you, Bill.
It's a hard time we got having right now.
What was your name, caller? What's your name?
My name's Leon.
Leon. Leon. Leon. What's your last name?
He's the same guy that called earlier, I think.
Anyways, like I said before, there's always room for Jell-O.
Pudding pops.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh.
Hey, I want to thank you for calling Pinata. Pinata Awa.
I think he's
Merry
gone.
Christmas,
Leon.
I think
he's gone.
Merry Christmas.
I want to thank White Mortar. I just,
thank
it was
you
great.
So
yeah,
much.
You guys
thank
were fun.
You for having us.
I know, man, you guys were a lot of fun. To make this easier,
giant,
you know?
Giant bleached asshole.
Giant bleached
Next show, next week.
Next week.
Yeah, next week.
Big bucket of bleach.
That's going to be the next segment.
Yeah.
Frank's bleach
this is brought to you.
Clorox.
It's time for Clorox. This is brought to you by Clorox.
Clorox boys.
For the freshest bleached assholes.
Tribute band, Clorox boys.
Clorox boys.
Clorox boys is having a reunion this weekend in Portland.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ironic.
We're going to go into Frank LaPaul right now. So all I just want to thank you guys for coming down again.
Thanks for having us. December 15th, come see us. Get
yes.
a 7-inch it.
Thank
Finger
you,
freeze,
White
Murder. Open books.
Origami.
Origami.
Mono.
Burgers.
Yes. Mono.
Thanks for having us.
Mono Records.
Thanks, Leon.
We're going to have Frank LaPaul now. And then up next, we're going to have the band called Inca Abraham here.
All right.
Just got here. So this is Piñata Hour at SkidRootStudios.com.
leg. That baby. Suck cheap cigars and he can't get up his nose. He's all wind of the big brown beaver, so he thought he'd dig himself a beaver. But the beaver was quick and he got him by the kiwis and he ate his bone.
Serpente pe noaptea va tu mende. Sarpendu da e. Si bud la chomus chari chari chari. Pachacuti era todo un hito, jamás se vio una agüita tan clara. Si en el agua crecía ensalada, si hoja bella cho, la cho, le decía yo, decía yo, decía yo.
Hi, Jasta Kai! Mom told me, wait, be steady, be locked, be ready for a stand. Just like them. She told me, wait, be ready, be locked, be steady for a stand. Just like them.
Yeah, I saw this band twice.
The Getty.
Los Super Elegantes. Yeah. They're from Echo Park. Small world now. I just met the guy that used to do bookings for them and did a record deal with them, I think. Echo Park Records.
Where did you meet him?
He's the one that was booking Los Globos now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The tall guy?
Yeah, okay, okay.
Walking up and down.
Yeah.
He's the one, so.
All right.
So we have our guests, our second guest here, Piñata Hour. I got Inca Abraham. And so what's up, guys?
How's it going?
All right, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
I'm good.
It's good. I'm glad you guys made it. At first, I was like, oh, I don't see him.
Yeah.
They go probably something. Yeah,
no, we're here.
They got busted.
We've made it. Yeah, glad to be here.
You guys didn't get lost or anything, right?
No. I used to live in this neighborhood, so you know that's the.
You know your corners.
I do.
Cool.
I do, man.
Cool. So I want to welcome you guys for coming down, and I was listening to your music for a while, and I was like, I want to invite. See if you guys are down to come,
Yeah.
And expose you. A lot of bands, I know a lot of bands and a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you like, now that I have a show like this, I have the opportunity to, things that I listen in LA, I can just like bring it here and let people know,
Yeah, that is a great space.
Yeah. So, thank you for coming down.
No problem.
So now this band, Inca Abraham, when was this put together?
I guess the beginnings of it were maybe a couple of years ago. And
yeah, 2009, summertime.
Yeah, we actually, we had the idea of, forming the band just by, I actually recorded Spencer and Teddy's other band, Teddy being one of our members who's not with us tonight, but recorded them and just hit it off and thought that, we could make some really great music together. And when their band kind of dissolved, I made my move. And
we were waiting to make our move too. We were equally attracted to each other, so
there you go. So we met up in upstate New York, actually, just sort of as a cool third party place to meet up and just kind of like get out of, the normal grind of Los Angeles.
Right.
And met up in Hudson Valley, New York, in a little house. And I shipped out all my recording gear and re-recorded some stuff out there and just sort of made a band from scratch, which is like an interesting exercise.
Well, so you guys, basically most are from the East Coast?
No.
Only Teddy's really from there.
Okay.
But we went over there just to get out of
the
element.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. And then we ended up doing our first show in New York City, though, which was cool.
Oh, yeah, that's really interesting.
Very first.
Yeah, but then immediately after came back and I think we decided we wanted to be an LA band, and I don't regret that at all, because we were just in New York playing a couple months ago or in October at CMJ Festival out there, and it's
big difference. Like New York is seen getting geeks out there, isn't it? Like, what's the difference between LA? Like, if you
the difference is it's much much harder to carry your gear around.
Yeah, I think logistic. Because I got into New York is like touring. Like we flew over there,
yeah.
And we were borrowing stuff, drums, amps, guitar, from people that we knew. But I can, one way or another, we have to like rent a van just to go. Because I met a lot of musicians on New York that don't have cars.
Yeah.
But I totally understand that. So then you guys came here to LA, and then since then.
Yeah, Teddy moved out here, and since then we've just been an LA band, and it's been a good time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so what was your name first?
I'm Spencer.
Okay, I got Spencer here.
I'm Jules.
Jules.
And we have Andrew and Teddy who are with us in spirit, but not with us tonight in the studio.
Not in physical form.
All right. So what do you play?
I play bass.
Okay.
And Jules.
I'm one of the singers, and I also play computer and guitar and keyboards.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what are you guys' influences? Like, what are you guys...
So many things. I'm sure it's one of those... That's one of those open-ended
Does
questions.
It matter when you guys were, like, getting the band together? Or?
No, we all... It's all pretty different, I'd say. But, Jules can be talking about.
I don't know. I guess it's the kind of thing where... You just sort of end up being other people's filtration devices because you, Spencer, whoever else is writing something, or me, I have to write something that's like acceptable to everybody's taste, So it ends up mattering, but not in a specific way, not in a way where it's
great dynamics.
Where we're saying like
we
have to write a, nice. My Bloody Valentine song or sound like that or something. But. All those influences play a part, but that, we have some major influences, just like.
Yeah, I was listening to your music, and I see, got this big sound, which is like catchy, and it's like, okay, you want to hear again? Because you can hear, I hear a lot of bands, but sometimes it's like, okay, but there's sometimes a few bands that they have that, oh, okay, let me go back and hear them again, And the recordings are really, who did the recordings for
I co-recorded these recent ones, Ancient Vacation. We actually work with this guy named Clinton Willander, who tracked most of it. I also ended up doing some of the recording on it as well. So it was kind of a collaborative process, and we were lucky enough to record in Sunset Sound, which is a really great studio.
Yeah, because Clinton works over there, so he got us into Studio 3 is where Prince recorded Purple Rain. So,
there you go. That's why this sounds pretty good.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely, you know, a major advantage to be able to record in a studio like that. So we did stuff there, and then I ended up doing a lot of the overdubs because I'm an audio engineer. I work in a post house for my day job.
Okay.
And I record, mostly dialogue and stuff over there and ADR.
So what do you think of my voice now?
Sounds good.
Beautiful and rich and deep.
Yeah. Just shaking, you know.
I think you may have a career in a future in voiceover.
Cartoons?
Hopefully.
Do you have a reel? Do you have a voice reel? You should put one together. You should do one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do one
and I'm gonna send to you
Yeah, sure.
Give me a job over there.
Yeah, you can be on Scooby Doo. That's one of the shows.
Yeah,
like the Muppets. You know,
doing voices. Okay, so Inca Abraham, who came up with the name, or sounds like it comes from?
Yeah, man. The story of the name is me and Andrew, the drummer. We were eating chicken at Pollo a la Brasa. On Western.
Oh,
okay.
Is that place still around?
Yeah, it's still there.
I was there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, they're moving into a bigger building.
I'm scared of that, though.
I've never had it.
I don't want it to lose its thing, you know, when they're moving into the new building. I've seen that doom places before.
So we're a big fan of...
You know what? Something like that happened to a Peruvian restaurant called Pollo Inca.
Pollo Inca.
It was like the first Peruvian restaurant here in L.A. And
now they're everywhere.
And then they grew, they became like a kind of like a franchise or something, and they lost.
I didn't dig it, man. I've had it before. I've had like the original, but
I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, so we were just there, and we were having, you know, we enjoy Peruvian chicken very much. And the guy next to us was drinking an Inca Cola, and we really decided we wanted to change our brand name. So I said to Andrew, how about Abraham Incan? You know, like Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
And he just turned it around. Like, how about Incan Abraham? So.
I like that.
That's cool.
It's a catchy
name. Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those names that I think it's so open-ended that, you know, it can just kind of mean whatever it means to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little specific.
Interesting. Yeah.
And for you, it means like your home and origins. So you must have some Inca blood, right?
Inca.
No, I probably have like, my mom is like, my mom, she's like, a sensei. She's like a fifth generation Japanese.
Oh, wow.
And my dad's like, what is my dad? Criollo. But no, I would say my wife is probably got the, you know, because she's from Mexico. I think she's like Mayan or something. You know that.
So she's like from south, like deep Mexico?
Yeah, she was born in Guadalajara, but no mix, you know, what do you call it? European influence.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
because
all South America got European, you know.
My chick's from El DF, but she's like, she's got
in her.
Super duper white.
Yeah. This is the History Channel.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's what we're
Mexicans
here.
Come in all sizes and colors.
Oh, yeah, but that's why we thought we were here. Yeah. Here to talk about history.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is it's piñata where, like, when you break it, you know what it's, you know, you're going to get.
Yeah. Maybe condoms. Have you ever seen one with condoms before?
Yeah, actually, I threw a couple of piñata parties. And my piñata parties, when I threw them, I bring a piñata and I fill it up with, you know, crazy shit in there.
Yeah.
Little mini alcohols.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember we did that at my old spot in downtown once. And, you know, we were finding all sorts of wild shit, like, on the floor, like for months after that.
People don't forget those parties. They'll be like, oh, I remember that party. I've been to a few, but like, so now that when I do it, it's like, I want to have it. Like a piñata hour.
Do you ever have one right here in the studio?
No, we did it before, the other studio, you know, the original. Back in the days. Back in the days, right?
I think I missed
when
that place.
Hugo was around. Remember Hugo?
Uh-huh.
Don't cry. Now we got Franco Paul here, the great DJ, great taste. If you want to hire him for your parties, he's right here.
Bar mitzvahs,
yeah,
so on and so forth.
There you go.
So I noticed you guys played at the Wiltern. How was that? How was that a little experience?
It was great, man. Especially the miniature apples in the dressing room.
That's so how'd you guys ended up getting the gig? I mean, like...
Well, I get a friend of ours manages this band called Milo Green, and they had just played there the week before, and then I guess he was just talking, the manager was talking to Live Nation, and they said they needed a local support, and then he submitted three bands, and then I guess you know, the band we were playing with is Beady Eyes, Liam Gallagher's new band, and Live Nation, they picked us out of those three, so we ended up on there on the big stage, and it was really fun, man, you know. Yeah.
When was this?
This was on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shit.
We got some pictures here.
That's actually my coworker went. He was there, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
That's cool.
And hopefully he was there early. It's awesome.
I didn't know.
You play...
I'm sure okay. You
would. I have a video here. Is it right?
Yeah, that's live.
Who did this recording?
I have no idea.
Oh, I think Andrew's dad just took that, I think. That video.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
That's the name of the song? In Milan?
In Milan. Well, now everybody out there, you're listening to the sounds of the Wiltern, Inc. and Abraham. You didn't even need to be there. You didn't need to pay the, you know, too expensive ticket price. Just come to Pinata Hour right here at Skid Row Studios.
Who are you guys' influences? What have you guys been listening like lately?
I listen to a lot of electronic music. Yeah. It's mainly what I like listen to.
70s kind of electronic music? Or
no, like contemporary techno and stuff like that.
Oh,
just
I see.
And then also maximalist stuff. I mean, I'm just like... And then also just a lot of indie music as well. And
right.
Psychedelic rock. And our drummer Andrew has a pretty encyclopedic knowledge of psychedelic rock. You know, I don't get as deep into it because...
Right.
I think, you know, if you're making a lot of music...
You're more on the technical part, huh? You like to be in the... Like the... You know, like...
No, I actually... I mean, I'm definitely a songwriter, you know, at heart. I just... It's the kind of thing where I can't... I feel like I can't hyper... I can't focus on too many things, you know? So it's hard. It's sometimes... I used to be way more of, like, a fan of music. I used to know way more about music, I feel like, you know? Or be, like, more into the act of cataloging it and listening to it.
Well, Jules is just, like... You know, he's prolifically talented, so he could play any genre, really. So it's just a matter of what other people can play with him, you know?
Oh, I see. Okay.
So as our band happens to be more of an indie rock kind of thing...
You can't see it, but I'm blushing right now.
Yeah, he's blushing. he looks just as pale as ever. We need sunshine, you know? We're snowmen.
Here, let me give you some.
We'll take some from you.
Scrape some off.
I love some.
There we go. And we got some of your natural complexion on us.
Now you're a true Inca now.
Yeah. It's true.
I want to eat some Peruvian food right now, man.
Oh, man, seriously.
Oh, we should have ordered some up here.
Shit.
What do you want?
Let me get the number two with fries and a chicha morada.
Chicha morada.
That'll be good, right?
What is that? What's a chicha morada?
It's a Peruvian drink.
Oh, yeah?
It's very refreshing.
Yeah. It's made out of...
refrescante?
It's made out of purple corn. They squeeze it, you know, they boil it, and then they make juice out of it, and then you drink it. It's pretty good. Well, the Incas, you know, in their times, they used to let that thing, you know, pass months and months, and then they drink after that, and it would taste like wine.
Oh, nice.
That was their drink.
Let it ferment, yeah.
Get fucked up.
And they all drink it back in those days, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't know right or wrong, man. It's crazy. Yeah, I mean, it was their thing, you know. Have you guys been to Machu Picchu?
Oh man, I wish. No. I'd love to go to South America. That's the next, you know.
Yeah, we
the first spot you wanna go and put your money on.
There was a list on MSN, I think, a couple of days ago or a week ago, like the 100 things that you need to do before you die. Number one was Machu Picchu, that you have to go there before you die. So start booking.
How come Huayna Picchu doesn't get any attention, man? It's always about Machu Picchu.
Why no?
Oh,
Huayna Picchu.
Huayna Picchu.
Yeah, well, you know, like, there's so many there. There's so much culture. There's so much to see. This is the one that we discovered not too long ago, too. Really. That's amazing. So, going back to you guys. Sounds like the History Channel for a moment. Anyway. So you guys are, what are you guys' plans? Are you guys going to have more shows?
Yeah, we're playing at Time Warp Music on Friday in Venice. It's an offbeat little venue. I don't really know. With our friends, Jeffertides Nile, great band from Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, they were here my show.
Oh, they're on the show?
How long ago? Well, back, huh?
Yeah, a few months.
Yeah, a few episodes here at Piñata when they came down, play guitar.
Yeah,
great guys. Good, that's a good band too.
Yeah, they're really fun. Awesome. Yeah, they're really great Jeff's live show. Jeff's a great performer, you know.
Yeah,
he's an animal out there.
Yeah,
it's always fun to play with those guys.
Yeah, and then in February we're gonna do a residency at the Bootleg Theater.
Oh, Pomona.
No, here, right here in Echo Park.
Oh, right here in Echo Park.
Yeah. And we'll be playing.
Where's that theater at? Where?
It's on
Alvarado and Beverly.
Yeah, Alvarado and Beverly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and it's we'll be playing there every Monday night in February. So, and it's free, you know, it's free residency. So,
nice.
Just tell your friends, you know.
Yeah. You got all your bands set up, or
we're working on that tonight. But we can assure you that it'll be, you know, top to bottom, excellent,
nice.
Regardless of what it is. You know, I guess that's the fun of being a musician in Los Angeles. You just get to meet a lot of other great musicians, and you know.
Musicians and people that are supporting the, you know, make it happen, you know, creating something.
Yeah, people just get you high sometimes too.
Yeah, that's how you break the ice. That's how you just like, yeah, this guy's all right.
Yeah,
it's all right. I don't know about the other one, but yeah, this guy's all right.
I've been having a pass on that recently though, because the last two times I smoked weed, I literally fainted.
Oh man, what were you smoking? You smoking some probably?
No, it's weird. I used to smoke every day, and then you know the last two times of like.
And now for the public record, we got past
the Tucci.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, those edibles messed me up, man. Yeah.
That's good. Sometimes you have to take a break. You're chilling.
Yeah.
So, have you guys heard this band?
They White Murder
earlier. Yeah, White Murder. They were just.
We saw them.
They have a 7-inch though, and I'm jealous.
They look like they're having fun in here. Yeah. You know, they seem like nice people.
Yeah.
Check them out.
Yeah.
Check out White Murder.
They're pretty good. I was like, let me bring White Murder and then Inca Abraham. Let me mix it up so people when they hear, you know, it's like. Okay, that's one thing, and then Inca Abraham.
What do they sound like, out of curiosity?
It's like punk rock, surfy, really laid back, steady, you know.
Garagey, maybe.
Really simple.
Yeah. Cool.
Really, cool. Really good stuff. I dig it.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
I dig it.
Check it out when we get it.
So who's the one that, out of you guys, who puts most of the songs together? That's it.
We all definitely compose together. I come up with a lot of the source material, I guess, and then it's really up to the band to shape it. You know what I mean? So
right.
There'll be a lot of, you know, regardless of who brings in the idea, it's not going to be anywhere near what it was, you know, by the time we're done with it. So, you know, I don't even know how to explain it other than that. It's very collaborative. So right. We tend not to, you know, try to hyper focus on who's writing what part or how much of it someone's writing. It's just because once it goes through our, you know, it goes through our creative process, it's going to be all of ours equally.
Have you guys been to a show like this, like a podcast? Is your first time?
We've done a couple, maybe one or two. Yeah.
Oh.
Before, yeah. I don't remember very well though. Probably because I was drank less.
There's one me and Andy did one over in the valley at Valley College. Something kind of like this. There was some other one we might have done, but I don't know. Can't remember. It's hard to remember things, you know.
Cool.
Because you drank last night.
Yeah, because of that.
Yeah.
If it was a penthouse, though. Whew.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's
still good, man. I like the spot.
I like this place, too, but the penthouse. Like.
Oh, yeah. A penthouse is like a kickback, you know.
Yeah. Drinking, you know.
So that was a nice video. The lighting was great.
Yeah, it's cool.
So you were telling me you have a lot of monitors. So that's why it was one of the main reasons, like, you know, the sound, you can hear everything.
Yeah, at a big venue like that, it's definitely, you know, the monitoring is much better. That's such a big deal, you know.
You guys had, like, a you know, sound check or something.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's always nice too, and you don't always get one in Los Angeles venues, especially in the smaller ones. So.
Oh, what time were you guys playing here? Like around 9:30?
That was like 8:30. We opened that show.
8:30 to 9.
Yeah, I see a lot of people there already.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it's not, you know.
It was a special time.
Pretty cool. Are we gonna hear any of the songs? I know we're running.
Yeah.
You can play them off that computer if it is that broadcast directly.
Yeah, we could do it from here.
Okay.
You can pick it. Well, I like all of them, but how about this one here? Which ones you guys...
Paper Army or something?
Yeah, maybe Paper Army is the one to do, or Wailing Wall.
Wailing Wall, yeah, one of those two.
Right.
Thank you.
my God.
They're taking them out of circulation.
Oh. So that's Inca Abraham for you guys. Inca Abraham here at Piñata Hour. The name of the song is Paper Army. It's a pretty nice song.
I really dug it.
So you guys play a Los Globos before then, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. Nice.
It's a good spot. It's nice because our drummer lives like a block away. So it's nice. It's easy for him. Yeah.
What you think of the restroom?
Beautiful.
What? I forgot.
Remember the restroom? Did you go to the restroom in Los Globos?
Yeah, man. It was trippy.
Like Studio 54 in there, dude. Like lights. And
oh, that's right. Yeah. Balls.
Change colors. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. I was like, shit.
Like beam me up.
Yeah. Did you go, Fernando?
No.
No?
I didn't go to Los Globos.
Yeah.
What does Los Globos mean?
It's
the
a
balloons?
The balloons.
The balloons.
It's a nightclub.
Piñata and balloons.
Yeah. Oh, party. Yeah.
They still two have, best things in the world.
They still have Bison Night too.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's
that Saturday thing. They had like
pura coca.
Yeah, cocaine, man.
Coca right there. Dude.
Yeah.
Shit, heavy duty. Nothing but 4x4s and
big ass trucks.
Big ass trucks.
Hats. Cowboy boots.
The belt buckles.
AK-47.
Pura coca.
Yeah.
The pointy boots? No.
Oh, those big long ones.
Yeah. There's a tunnel under Los Globos goes all the way to Mexico.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Shit.
I want to go there.
I want to take that Coca Express.
I want to know who fucking digs those tunnels.
I know.
Shit.
That's a good job for it. Like, it takes them about a year, maybe?
Nah.
Yeah. The ones that they found, like, really... well sophisticated. Like I saw documentaries on them, like got a lot, got a little room.
Like, what the fuck's built? Like
refrigerator, like, phone lines under.
Like it's crazy. Like the slavery, like when they did the underground railroad,
yeah.
Just to get, you know, maybe, you know, that's how they're getting across, you know, like.
Man, yeah. So many tunnels.
Yeah.
And drugs too.
Yeah. Everything hot. All right, so what other song you guys want to play? I got In Milan, Wailing Wall, Beige.
Spence, what do you think? Pick one.
Why don't we do Wailing Wall?
Play Wailing Wall. These are all these songs that we're playing are from our new EP called Ancient Vacation, which you can get for free at inkandabraham.bandcamp.com.
Nice.
So free for the people.
Yeah, also on Facebook too.
Yeah.
Wailing Wall, Inca Abraham.
for beer.
Nice. Yeah. That was really nice. That was a Wailing Wall from Inca Abraham. Yeah, Piñata R. I want to thank you guys for coming down. It was really nice of you guys showing down.
Good to meet you guys.
A wonderful time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your wheel turn gang. That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah. If anyone has time, come check us out Friday night. Time Warp Music in Venice with Jeffertides Nile. We're playing at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I'd love to have you.
Yeah.
Each and every one.
When is this again? What day?
This is Friday.
It's Friday. Okay.
And your Monday residency, when does it start?
That's in February. February. We're doing Mondays at the Bootleg.
At the Bootleg Theater, and the lineups will be great. We just don't know what they are yet.
Yeah. Oh, really? They didn't tell you?
Oh, no, we're curating it.
So
it's an ongoing process.
We're putting the pieces together.
It's hard to get bands to do anything like a week in advance, let alone like 2 months in advance. So that's
really for something like that, you gotta do it like now.
Exactly.
Tonight, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
A
little tonight.
Well, that's the new goal. Since we aren't having rehearsal tonight, we're gonna completely flesh out the whole residency.
All of it. Pull an all nighter. Make phone calls, wake people up.
Hey.
Awesome. All right, dude. We're going to let you guys go, and we're going to end this podcast here, Piñata Hour, with Fran Lupo. Probably want to make something out.
Una canción.
Yeah.
Una más.
Una más.
Para el pasado.
All right, guys. This is Lee with Piñata Hour. I want to thank White Murder and Inca Abraham for showing up, and also dropping by here is Henry and Fernandito. Fernanda.
Fernandito.
All right. Good night.
Awesome.